When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Oh, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 150. Can you believe we've been together for 150 episodes? And I've just got to say such a thank you to all of you who continue to listen each and every week, who continue to share the podcast with others. It continues to grow. We continue to break records. We continue to get more and more downloads. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is also a little note of encouragement to those of you out there who maybe you're just starting in the podcast world. Maybe you're just starting in another venture for yourself. You want to start your own business, or you want to start a side hustle, or you're doing something that you're just beginning at. Maybe it's a weight loss journey. Maybe you're trying to get back to where you're being more consistent in your, you know, daily devotionals, or your daily readings, or your daily meditations, or your writing, you know, your thought downloads. You know how you get to 150 podcast episodes? That's right. You start with number one, right? It's one, and then two, and then three, and you keep showing up. And you keep doing it each and every week for 150 weeks. And that's how you do it. And let me tell you, there were times where I wanted to quit. There were times where I wanted to stop. There were times where I didn't want to do it. But I kept showing up, and then all of a sudden you look up and you've done 150 episodes with the help of a lot of my friends out there, being you. But I want to encourage you, if you're at the beginning of a journey of starting a podcast or starting a blog or starting a company, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens by being consistent, by continuing to show up, by continuing to do the work day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And all of a sudden, one day you look up and you've accomplished something. You've done something pretty special. You've done something that most of the world will never do because you just kept at it and you didn't stop. So that's my encouragement for you as we get started this week. I titled this episode, How to Solve Any Problem. So if you have listened to the podcast from the beginning, you've heard a lot of this content before. So hopefully it's a review. If you've just picked up the podcast in the last few weeks and you've just kind of binge listened, because a lot of you will reach out and send me emails and say, hey, I've been binge listening your podcast. I just found you. And you don't always start at the beginning because you start with something that resonates, right? One of the titles. And then sometimes you just go forward or backward from there. If that's you, then maybe you haven't heard this. And I've noticed with several of my new clients that this information is new when I teach it to them in their session. And so I want to make sure that you've at least caught a glimpse of this because it's so important and so life-changing that to me, this is the thing that was a game changer for me when it came to therapy or coaching or life coaching. When I learned this tool and I learned this process and I learned to apply it, it was game over because I began to understand that it's not about the way you're wired from the beginning. It's about rewiring your brain in the way that you want to be now and how you want to be in the future. How do you want your future self to think? How do you want your future self to feel? How do you want your future self to show up? For years and years and years, I thought it was just how I was wired. I was just wired a particular way, right? Maybe you think that. Maybe you think you're just wired to be angry, or you're wired to be mad, or you're wired to be jealous, or you're wired to be, hyper, or you're wired to be whatever. We know now, with scientific evidence, that you can rewire your brain. There's a process to do it, that it can be done. It is not easy, but it is profound. It is not easy, but it will change your life. And so this tool that I'm going to give you today helps you begin that process. It helps you begin to see and understand that, oh, wait a minute, there is a different way out there. There's a different way to think. So I call this the thought model. I didn't invent it. I didn't come up with it. The scientists have said for years, this is how the brain works. I've read it in several different places. I've tweaked it a little bit to fit me. But I call this the thought model. And so if you're listening for the first time or this is new material, I would encourage you to take some notes. Jot them down on your phone. Write them down however you like to take notes. If this is new, if this is old material, then again, just make sure it's a refresher. Make sure you still understand how the brain works and how your brain works and what your brain could be doing to you when you don't even realize it because you've just been conditioned to think one particular way. Okay, so I want you to take a piece of paper, and at the very top left of the piece of paper, I want you to write the word unintentional real big. This is the unintentional way that we think. Okay? So you just write unintentional. And then to the left margin, I want you to write these letters, C-T-F-A-R, straight down. Give yourself a little space. Left side, C-T-F-A-R with some colons. All right. And then what I also like to do in a little word picture here at the C, I like to put a little backslash and then under that I put a P. Okay. So it actually is C with a little backslash P and then T-F-A-R. All right. Now I'm going to explain this and I'm going to go through it fairly quickly and it's going to be kind of the Cliff Note version, right, of how this works. But you will be able to go back and listen to the podcast kind of from episode 2, 3, 4, whatever, and start to see it maybe and hear it in with a new lens, with a new filter. Because now you know what this thought model is. You know how your brain thinks. All right. So this is your unintentional way of thinking. This is just how you think. Starts with a C. The C is a circumstance, right? There's a circumstance that happens in the world that is going to trigger your brain. For our intents and purposes, we are going to define a circumstance as a fact. It's going to be something that is true, okay? Something that is true. Something that is real in the world, okay? Something that's true. So I like to use this example. I look out my window and I see a tree. There's a tree out there. We could bring in 12 people, like a jury, and we could say, hey, is that a tree? They would all look. They might even investigate a little bit. Yes, it's a tree. Okay, that's a circumstance. As soon as we say, oh, that's a pretty tree, or oh, that's an ugly tree, or oh, I don't like that tree, or oh, I love that tree, that becomes a thought. So that circumstance, the way you see things in the world, will trigger a thought. So for instance, maybe you're having some relationship difficulties with your spouse right now. Maybe you aren't seeing eye to eye. And your spouse says something, right? You want to make sure that when you are looking to get that C line or that circumstance, you want it to be a fact. So if she says something to you like, take out the garbage, or I need you to take out the garbage, or when are you going to take out the garbage again, or when are you ever going to take out the garbage? What are the facts there? The facts are she said, when are you going to take out the garbage? Right? What our brain's going to do is, oh, well, she was being a smart aleck. I can't believe she said this again. She always talks down to me. She never says it in a nice voice. She never says it in a nice tone. She always, right? You see what I'm saying? Those are all thoughts. Those are all thoughts. The fact is, the circumstance is she asked you, and maybe she even asked, would you take out the garbage? Eh? That's the fact. Would you take out the garbage? Everything else after that becomes a thought in your brain, and you get to choose. Eh? Now, you're going to be arguing with me through the listening device that you're on because you're going to be, no. This is all about her. This is her. Nope. This is about you. You get to choose from this point forward how you want to respond to her, how you want to respond to yourself. But this is your brain, right? And your brain, your unintentional way of thinking. So automatically you might think, oh, I can't believe you talked down to me again. Eh, that's a thought. That thought's going to trigger what, guys? It's going to trigger a feeling. When you think, oh, I can't believe you're talking down to me again, how do you think you're going to feel? And a feeling for our conversation is a vibration or a sensation in your body. It's not when you touch a hot stove and you move your hand, but it's not that. It's when something happens externally and it triggers something inside of you. So what is that feeling? You're probably going to get angry. Some of you might get hurt. Some of you might just say it's upsetting, okay? So whatever that is, so as you follow along, you're going to write this down. Fact is,
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Wife said, please or not please, take out trash, whatever she said. The thought is, and I want you to pull out one thought, and at the moment, I don't want you to filter it. I just want you to say the thought, I can't believe she talked down to me. There's the thought, I can't believe she talked down to me. The feeling, so under the F line, the feeling is hurt. It could be whatever, you fill in the blank. I'm just saying it hurt. And then the A line is the action. What do you actually do, or what do you not do? It could be an inaction. For some of you, she says that, you feel hurt, you shut down. You're like, I'm out. Okay? For some of you, this is where that fight or flight comes in. For some of you, you're like, oh, it's on. Let me tell you about the garbage, right? And you start going back. So it's the fight or flight thing. Notice what's going on in your body. Do some of you just get up, you're mad, you just pull the garbage out and you take it out and you slam it down, you put it in the trash and you come back in and you just sit there? Because remember, at this juncture, it's the unintentional way you're thinking. So that thought is your hurt. So how do you respond when you're hurt? For some of you, your heart rate gets up. For some of you, you feel it in your chest. For some of you, it goes up the back of your neck. And then when you do whatever it is you do, what's the result of that? And let's say that result is, you know, that that you too, right? The result is the garbage doesn't get taken out and you have pulled away from the relationship. In other words, you've not built into the relationship. It has broken down some of the relationship, right? Because as soon as you heard her say what she said, you felt hurt. You made it mean something. And then it followed all the way through, right? Your result will always tie back to a thought. That for some of you is the key to this podcast. The result will always tie back to the thought. Think about where you are in your life right now. What job you have, what job you don't have, what clothes you wore today, what you picked out this morning, what house you live in, what car you drive. All of those results in your life tie back to an initial thought. You had to have a thought about the type of car you want to drive. Maybe the thought was all around finances. I don't have any money. I got to buy the cheapest car I can buy. That's why you bought what you bought. Maybe it was, I love this particular sports car and I've loved it all my life. That's what I want to buy. So you had to have a thought about that. Your results in your life are directly correlated with your thinking. Don't miss that. If you're not happy with the way your life's going, investigate your thought life. So now what do? On the left side of your paper, you've got this unintentional CTFAR. You've got it written out. On the right side of the paper, I want you to write intentional at the top. Because we are trying to get to an intentional way of thinking. This doesn't happen overnight. It takes work. But what will happen is if you start to notice that there are other options you have, your brain will start to say, oh, wait a minute. You can retain your power. You don't have to just give it away. You don't have to go sulk. You don't have to act like a crazy when somebody else does something that doesn't have anything to do really with you. Because whatever it is that she said and however she said it, that's about her. You just get to react to that. Okay? So intentional. And then I want you to write down again, CTFAR. Okay? And I like to say that as we move from an intentional to an intentional way of thinking, we have to go through this river of misery or this river of change because it's not going to be easy. It's not going to feel easy to begin to think differently about the same circumstance. So the circumstance is the same, right? Write this down. Wife said, or wife asks, whatever it was, take out garbage. Please take out garbage. Circumstance is the same, right? We're not changing wives. We're not changing what she said. We are going from an unintentional way, how we don't want to think, to a new intentional way of how we do want to think. So here's what I want you to ask yourself the question. You've got this kind of painted out. Now we're on the thought line, right? On the intentional side. What are some thoughts that you could think that would serve you better than all of those, we'll call them bad, but all of those thoughts that came up on the other side? All of those thoughts of, I can't believe, blah, blah, blah. What could you think? You could think something like, oh, I could be helpful. Oh, I could help her out. Oh, I know she's been busy all day. Oh, I know she's had the kids. Oh, of course the trash needs to go out. You could think, I don't want to live in filth. I'm going to take the trash out. Right? All of those thoughts serve you better than all of those ones that I was saying before. All of those things that you're putting terrible things into your head about your spouse or about the garbage or about how, you know, victim you are because your spouse has asked you to take the garbage out. Now you can turn those around. And if you can begin to think differently in this moment, your life will change. And you say, well, this is a silly example, garbage. You can use any example. It will change your life because you can solve any problem when you start to notice what the circumstance is and you separate fact from story. Because story all stays down in that thought line. You're telling yourself the story over and over and over again. But the fact is, the circumstance is, wife said, please take out trash. Wife said, take out trash. Now you get to choose. And I'll guarantee you, if you can get to a thought, and you don't have to get all la-la and, you know, oh, let's just be all happy and positive. Of course I'll take it out for you, beautiful. I'd love to take out trash. You don't have to go there. Just get to something better than what's on the left side of this piece of paper. Get to something that's better than, I cannot believe you asked me to do this. Get to, yes, I will do this because, yes, I will do this because I don't want to live in filth. Or yes, I'll just do this. And you go take the trash out, right? So the feeling that comes after that is a feeling maybe just of calmness. Maybe it's a feeling of a little bit of agitation because, you know, you're like, I still don't love to be asked, but I'm just agitated a little bit. But that feeling is so much better than a feeling of being a victim or a feeling of being like you're, right? You're just in this anguish or anger or whatever it is. You're able to be calm or you're able to be just a little bit agitated. And what's your action? Your action is you say, okay, and you get up and do it. Your heart rate stays level. And the result is you take garbage out and it preserves the relationship. Wow. What a difference, right? And that's how this thought model works. That's how you change and you solve any problem because you begin to notice that the things you think are true, the things you think are facts, are really just circumstances. They're really stories, excuse me. They're really stories you're telling yourself. And when you can separate that story and you can make it a true circumstance, a true truth, that is a tree. That is a statement she made, right? And you get to choose what you want to think about that circumstance, what you want to think about that statement. It'll change your world. You'll be able to solve any problem. You'll be able to show up the way you want to show up in this world. This will change you, all right? Your circumstance triggers a thought, triggers a feeling, triggers an action, and produces a result. If you don't have the type of results that you want in your life, you don't have the type of relationship you want, look at your thought life. Look at your thought life. We want to go to the action line. We want to say, oh, this action. No. Everything needs some action. But go to the thought. Go to the thought behind it. What's the thought behind the feeling? What's the thought behind the action? What's the thought behind the inaction? Begin to change your thought life. You will begin to change the results in your life. And you will be able to solve literally any problem that comes your way. Ooh, that's a good one. Episode 150, huh? Thank you all so much for joining me this week. Thanks for continuing to listen. Can't wait to see you back here next week. I'll see you on Thursday, folks. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.